friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. African football kicks off the October 10th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has canceled the upcoming 2019 Nations Cup qualifying matches between Ghana and Sierra Leone. The move comes after Sierra Leone failed to meet a FIFA deadline for reinstating Sierra Leone Football Association President Isha Johansson. The first qualifier was scheduled for Thursday in Kumasi, Ghana, and the second on Sunday in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori filed this report from Kumasi.
Ghana's African Cup of Nations doubleheader qualifiers against Sierra Leone was cancelled when Sierra Leone government failed to meet a FIFA deadline to reinstate Isha Johansson. However, the Sierra Leone's anti-corruption commissioner, Ben Kaifala, in a meeting said the position of his outfit remains the same. Kaifala told the press that corruption is the biggest emergency Sierra Leone faces right now, and these actions from FIFA are nothing less than a violation of their national sovereignty.
As a country, I believe my countrymen, who are very strong, are ready for this. They believe in the fight against corruption, and they know that corruption is what is urgent for Sierra Leone. And if this is a sacrifice we all have to pay to put the country on track in the fight against corruption, then we are prepared for it.
Prior to the FIFA deadline Tuesday evening, the Black Stars were busy training at the Kumasi Babayaro Stadium, expecting a decision which could have paved way for the qualifier. Dankwaku Yaboah is Communication Director of FIFA's Normalization Committee for Ghana Football Association.
19 players have reported. We were supposed to be 23. Unfortunately, Thomas Ejapon got injured over the weekend, so he was excluded, but he was not replaced, so we're expecting 22 players. So far, only three have failed to report. It is because they played yesterday, so they are supposed to arrive this evening. God willing, they will join the team tomorrow morning. And they are John Boy, goalkeeper Ziggy, and Boachi Adam. All the 19 are in camp.
Meanwhile, Confederation of African Football, CAF, has issued a communique that all officials appointed for the game are requested to travel back home since the match has been cancelled. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Ofori reporting from Kumasi.
Thanks, Kwabena. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
First off, Nnamdi, I want to urge our VOA boxing fans to check out my Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sonny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sonny. They'll see a great photo of you, Nnamdi, with the WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. Tell us how that meeting with Wilder came about.
Sonny, I was just at the airport on my way back to Los Angeles, and he was just coming back from Los Angeles, so we had a lot of time to kill. So I just went straight to him. I said, "The Bronze Bomber, what's good, man?" He laughed. You know, I said, "Well, are you ready for the Gypsy King?" He said, "You know, I will knock him out."
When y'all come to see fights, y'all come to see somebody get knocked out. You ain't coming to see 12-round fights. I know you come to see a little skills, but you come to see this man body on the canvas. And that's what I'm going to deliver for you come December the 1st.
We'll talk about the Gypsy King and Wilder, Nnamdi. But first, did you tell Wilder that you're an Anthony Joshua fan?
He didn't want me to end up with a broken jaw, Sonny. I had to be diplomatic. I told him I'm a Nigerian, so he got the message that I'm an Anthony Joshua man. You know? So we talked about Anthony Joshua, talked about what he will do right after the fight with Tyson Fury, and said he wants really to go to London to take Anthony Joshua, and he believes he can knock Joshua out in England. That's where he wants it to happen.
Well, you got an up-close and personal look at Wilder Namdi. Physically, how does he look?
Oh, Sonny, he's got long arms. He's strong. He's not your flabby, overweight, heavyweight. He looked trim, you know, which means he's been training, which means come December 1, right here in my backyard at Staples Center, Tyson Fury would be a punching bag.
I know you travel a lot, Namdi. You go to Vegas, but what were you doing in the Atlanta area?
Sonny, I went to the marriage of the emperor, my mentor. I call him my baba. Barry Mon had a wedding with his new wife, Karen, in Jasper, Georgia.
Nice, Namdi. Congratulations to the emperor.
Yes, it was fun to see him. Barry looks trim. He's lost weight. He looks very strong and, as usual, jovial and happy and cracks jokes. And he says hi to all the sports fans all over Africa.
Great to hear that update on the old emperor, Barry Mon Namdi. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in the fight game. Let's talk Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. I remember you telling our VOA listeners, Namdi, that the pre-fight news conferences promised to be very entertaining. How about an update?
Well, Sonny, it was a three-city, two-country tour that ended here in Los Angeles. And you remember going into this, I told you these two guys are showboys, and they will make you want to see this fight. And basically, they delivered, you know. I'd go and look at the videos and look at all the hype in there. Both guys were face-to-face, in your face, you know. Nobody backed down. Nobody backed up. So I hope the fight will be as good as the press conference, because there was a lot of hype in the press conference.
In the lead up to Wilder Fury, I understand they've come to an agreement on drug testing.
WBC threatened Tyson Fury that if you don't enroll in the WBC clean boxing program, there will be no title fight. So finally, Tyson Fury on Monday filed the papers, signed everything. So he's in the program now, which means they can show up at your doorstep any moment at your crib. They will follow you into the bathroom and you do your thing. You give them the sample. And if you don't do that, the fight is off.
Namdi, why had Fury been dragging his feet, so to speak, on the drug testing?
Remember, this is a man that failed two drug tests. Dragging his feet, that means he has something to hide or he's not ready to keep his nose clean. But for this fight, fighting in the state of California and under the California Athletic Commission rule, you can't get around it. You either do it or there's no fight. And when he's realized that this is not the UK where you can bamboozle the boxing commission, he couldn't get away with it. So now he submitted to it. Let's hope his nose is clean. The fight December 1 will happen, because a lot riding on this fight to set up the next big fight with the winner taking on Anthony Joshua.
Namdi, one of boxing's top welterweights, Terence Crawford, will put his WBO title on the line Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska, against Jose Benavidez. How's this one shaping up?
Well, this will be Terence Crawford's second fight as a welterweight, Sonny. He's taking on Jose Benavidez, who is 27-0 with 18 knockouts. It's a very good record. But the question is he in the same class with Terence Crawford, who's, as we know, the number one pound-for-pound fighter on the planet today?
Namdi, why is Crawford fighting someone like Benavidez instead of Errol Spence or Keith Thurman?
Good question, Sonny. The fight we all were looking forward to is the fight against Errol Spence, which was supposed to be the super fight. Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, Porter. But the way the promoters do things, it's going to take a little while before we see those fights, because both guys are on two different networks, two different promoters. Unless the promoters decide to break bread and they'll make this fight on, they will not do it until there's a big demand for it. And if there's no demand for it, the money's not on the table. The money must be on the table before we see a super fight like Terence Crawford against Errol Spence.
And speaking of super fights, Namdi, what about Mayweather-Pacquiao 2? Is that still going to happen?
Don't count on that happening in 2018, because we mentioned this before. there cannot be two pay-per-view fights close to each other in 2018. Right now, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, December 1 date is taken. So the dollar is not there for anybody to break out $85, $100 to see Manny Pacquiao against Floyd Mayweather. So the best we can hope for, spring 2019, and count on that happening in Las Vegas.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in the fight game. Namdi, you were talking pay-per-view. What about the numbers for that Canelo Triple G rematch?
You know, after each big fight, we like to look at the numbers because the numbers is what determine how much each fighter will get to take home. For the Canelo Triple G 2, the pay-per-view buys 1.1 million, which generated $94 million domestic for pay-per-view alone. Now you go back and look at the first fight in 2017, the first fight generated $1.3 million, you know. But Sonny, if you add the $94 million plus the live gates, digital pay-per-view, remember the fight was shown in movie theaters? And you add closed circuit, foreign TV rights, this fight, Canelo Triple G, pulled in close to $250 million, Sonny. You say, which was the biggest getter for the boxing? That's Floyd Mayweather against Manny Pacquiao, $72 million, Sonny, for the live gate alone.
Namdi, with those kind of numbers for Canelo Triple G 2, do you think we're going to see Canelo Triple G 3?
Yes, it's a good chance we'll see Canelo Triple G 3 because the money is there. And the third time around, the rubber match will be much easier for Canelo, but they cannot do it right away. Canelo will have to allow Triple G to age a little bit, which means making this fight for fall 2019, September. But right now, Canelo has other plans for Canelo.
What are those plans?
For your information, Canelo is moving up to the super middleweight division, which means he is going to fight Rocky Fielding from the UK, who is a WBA champion. The super middleweight is a 168 pounds belt. And a fight like that will give Canelo another belt. And then that fight will make Triple G Canelo third fight. A very, very powerful fight.
Do you see Triple G maybe taking a tune-up fight before a third bout with Canelo?
Triple G has to be very careful, Sonny. Triple G cannot just fight anybody. Triple G will have to wait for Canelo or take one or two easy fights in Kazakhstan or in Russia. But right now, he must pick and choose. The next big money fight for Triple G is when Canelo decides to fight him, and to be sometimes in fall. And the fight with Rocky Fielding for the WBA championship is set for December 15th at the Madison Square Garden in New York City.
The two main boxing networks here in the United States broadcasting those big money fights have been HBO Home Box Office and Showtime. But I guess you could say HBO has really taken a hit when it comes to coverage of boxing. Talk about that.
Oh, Sonny, you can also say HBO has thrown in the towel, Sonny. After 45 years of bringing the best in boxing and pay-per-view, giving us the biggest fights of the year. I mean, Sonny, go back and look at the 80s and the 90s. I mean, HBO was there delivering super mega fights for us, you know. But HBO can take responsibility for what happened to boxing. Sonny, because you remember before HBO came on the scene, here in America, we used to get fights for free on CBS, on ABC, on NBC, on Saturdays and Sundays for free. You remember that, Sonny?
That's right.
HBO came on the scene. You have to pay to have HBO, and they started making all the fights on pay-per-view. And some of these fights were mismatches, Sonny. You have champions that we don't even know of because we were unable to look at them on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. And that destroyed boxing in the beginning. Boxing is finally coming back. But HBO, nobody's crying for HBO stepping away. Nobody's crying because HBO is on the floor. We're glad to see HBO go away. Their last fight is October 27th of this year. After October 27th, goodbye to HBO.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us now with some Olympic news is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. On Tuesday, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach asked members of the Olympic body if they support the creation of a refugee team for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And he was met with applause. And with that show of support, a refugee team will be included in the Olympics for a second consecutive Summer Games. Thomas Bach says more than 50 refugee athletes are already in contention for a spot in Tokyo.
Now we have 2 years, and in fact, we have already taken precaution that if the session would approve this refugee Olympic team, that we have already a pool of athletes in place. So already now we are supporting, I think, 51 or 52 refugee athletes whom we have identified. And this is a pool which can still grow in the run-up to Tokyo 2020. It is too early to say how many then will finally make it.
The first refugee team was a squad of 10 athletes originating from Ethiopia, South Sudan, Syria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Olympic governing body created that team less than a year before the 2016 Rio Olympics. On Tuesday, Thomas Bach recalled the intense pressure he was under to include them in the Rio Games.
Last time it was under very high time pressure. You know, we made the announcement there at the UN General Assembly in November, and then had to find these refugee athletes, had to convince the NOCs, had to convince the IFs, had to convince UNHCR. So therefore, we were under tremendous pressure.
The refugee team was originally formed in an effort to raise global awareness to the plight of tens of millions of refugees around the world. The IOC approved the second team during a session that was held in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the site of the 2018 Summer Youth Olympics that are currently underway. On Monday, the IOC announced Senegal will host the next Youth Olympic Games in 2022. Botswana, Nigeria and Tunisia also placed their bid for a hosting spot, but Senegal beat the competition in a unanimous decision. After the announcement, Senegalese President Macky Sall paid tribute to his contenders and said the IOC's decision honors both Senegal and the continent of Africa. And he said Senegal will welcome the young athletes of the world in 2022. The historic decision marks the first time Africa will host any Olympic Games. And that's all from me. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more Olympic news, the IOC says it has three official candidates to host the 2026 Winter Games. The IOC says the Olympic hosting contest is among Calgary in Canada, Stockholm in Sweden, and the combined Italian bid of Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo. IOC members formally backed the bids recommended last week by their executive board. A fourth contender, Erzurum in Turkey, was dropped by the board amid concern about high spending on essential projects. Calgary hosted the Winter Games in 1988, and that city could still drop out of the bidding contest after a November 13th referendum. Full support of federal and local governments is also not guaranteed in Sweden or Italy. The 2018 Winter Olympics were held in February in Pyeongchang, South Korea, and the 2022 Winter Olympics will be hosted by Beijing, China. Our VOA Olympic fans will remember Beijing also staged the 2008 Summer Olympics, and one of my memories of those games was that Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing, the Chinese capital. In more African football news, Ethiopia and neighbor Kenya played to a goalless draw Wednesday in a qualifying match for next year's Nations Cup tournament in Cameroon. Now, it looked like the Harambee Stars of Kenya had a goal late in the first half from striker Michael Olunga, who's based in Japan, but the goal was ruled out because of a foul. Kenya and Ethiopia are scheduled to play another Nations Cup qualifying match on Sunday in Nairobi, the Kenyan capital. Both Ethiopia and Kenya now have 4 points from 3 matches in the Group F standings. The other match in this group was scheduled for Thursday between Ghana and Sierra Leone. But as we heard earlier in the show from reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, that match was called off by the Confederation of African Football, as well as the Nations Cup qualifier on Sunday, scheduled in Freetown between Sierra Leone and Ghana, because of some political wrangling going on in Sierra Leone, which is currently banned by World Football's governing body, FIFA. Now, it's still unclear whether those Nations Cup qualifiers between the Black Stars of Ghana and the Leone Stars of Sierra Leone will take place in the future. Both teams currently have 3 points from 2 matches. Now, that match between Ethiopia and Kenya, that goalless draw, it basically kicks off a very busy 7-day qualifying period in Africa as the qualifying competition heats up all across Africa in the bid to book a place for Cameroon 2019. And our VOA football fans will remember Cameroon 2019 will be the first Nations Cup to expand from 16 to 24 teams. Finally, an update on the Major League Baseball playoffs here in the United States. The Boston Red Sox edged the host New York Yankees 4-3 on Tuesday to advance to the American League Championship Series. The Red Sox will now take on the defending World Series champion Houston Astros in a best-of-seven series. Game one will be played on Saturday in Boston, Massachusetts. In the National League Championship Series, the Milwaukee Brewers will host the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game one in that best-of-seven series is Friday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that wraps up the October 10th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sule Terawali. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. I get it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Douglas Mpoga. Join me for VOA's discussion program, Reporters Roundtable, every Thursday at 1730 UTC. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas and take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.